Welcome back. Roland Smith here with Carl Sabatino, and this is Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Network. Carl, have you been noticing the political shenanigans that seem to be going on around the country these days? And, who's vying for what and testing the waters?
How could you miss it?
I know.
How could you miss it? I once again look at the list of candidates. I understand Rand Paul is now putting a pack together. We have Christie and we have Jeb Bush on the Republican side.
You got Walker.
Walker. I think.
And Hillary.
I think collectively.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Collectively, that's not a good group. And that's. Well,
I wasn't asking you for a. I just gave you a comment.
I had to because I would like to see others step up to the plate. We've got some very good young talent moving along in this country. Some politically savvy, others who have done the Capitol Hill thing, as I know you have, who understand the Washington system, the one that President Obama was hopefully going to change. He did not. But I'd like to see a better group of candidates step up to the plate.
Well, I'd also like to see the way they step up to the plate a little bit different than some of the stuff we had to go through in the past.
Well, it's a little bit heavy-handed.
So I have for you a little limerick.
Okay.
A political limerick, if you will. So I have some thoughts today on the strain of the 2016 campaign. A limerick point to scold, not anoint. How negative gives us a pain. Advertisements are often diseased with rampant political sleaze. Let's say from here on, no mean lexicon. Let's demand commercials that please. Imagine what that would be like. Back to times of Stassen and Ike. The ads must be clean and nothing that's mean with statements that only unite. It starts with political speech and the rule to follow for each. Find something that's nice, that's true and precise with comments that honor, not preach. Do you think we could make it a law in this leadership quest seesaw? All ads must be true that people will view. If you lie or smear, you withdraw. And tell us at once where you stand. Do nothing that seems underhand. Stay simple, direct, in truth, in effect. Elections, Carl, would surely be grand.
Very good. I like it. I like it.
And I kind of hope that that's something that could happen. You know, it's Pollyannic, and that's fine.
I can remember the day, and I know I hearken back to when politics was taken out of a sense of the dramatics of it. But when it got down to business, these politicians got the job done. And this extends from World War II on out. The Dirksen era and all the rest.
Well, those were politicians that talked to one another.
These were true politicians, and they understood the game.
I knew Ev Dirksen.
Yes, I know you
and
did.
And I knew so many of the ones, Charlie Halleck.
Yes.
Back in those days.
I worked the Scoop Jackson campaign. You know that story.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about a politician. Good. He defined the term. But he was able to sit across the table and negotiate a deal and make it work. That's what democracy is all about. Make it work. Not necessarily. I get a little piece of something. Next time I'll come back and you owe me one. That's how the game is played. They don't get that today. It's ideologically based.
Well, they don't play that today.
No.
I think they get it. I think probably many of them would like to find a way to have people like them, even though they happen to be in Congress.
Well, they all stand on their bully pulpit and they believe they have the answer. Yeah. I would like one to say, I'm not sure we'll find that answer.
We're going to talk about the state of the media today with an old friend of mine by the name of Steve Cohen. And that's coming up in our next segment. And we maybe hold him over if he has the time to talk about not only the media, but the way news is covered today and what's going on.
There's a lot to discuss in that particular arena. Our business is changing, as you know, very quickly.
I do.
And the change, it may be based on our direction. And we may have something to say about that. Let's do hope.
I think it's your fault.
Yeah, of course it is. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, and not my fault, on Smith Sabatino America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We know money has value. It can be traded for things you want or need. But have you ever thought about the values, with an S at the end, the values of money?
Every time you spend money, it's like looking into a mirror that reflects your values. So try this little experiment. Track your spending for 1 week.
At the end of the 7 days, look at the information you've recorded. Does it show what's most important to you?
If so, congratulate yourself. If not, look for one change you can make to move them closer together. Then repeat this process until your spending is in sync with your priorities.
Aligning your values and your money leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know when you pump your gas at a self-serve station, well, you may accidentally pay for the next fellow in line, too. There's a way to protect yourself. Here's the e-science of it. Even the best of computers hang up occasionally, and that's exactly what can happen when you purchase gas at a self-serve tank. You pull up to the pump, you insert a credit card, you pump your gas, you take the receipt, and off you go, and usually that's the end of it. But sometimes the computer doesn't clear your information and reset. As a result, you pay for your gas and maybe the next guy's too. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't trust the pump's internal computer. After you get a receipt, push the pump's clear or cancel button. Now the pump is reset and the next guy, well, you know what? He's on his own. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.